Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Tuesday, October 22nd, 2024. The Wilson Museum is hosting a presentation tonight called Batteries and Beyond, Why Lithium Matters. Reading from the Wilson Museum's announcement, quote, "Lithium plays a major role in moving the global clean energy economy forward and is at the heart of conversations in Maine and around the world. Inspired by the exhibit at the Maine Mineral and Gem Museum in Bethel, their curator, Miles Felch, will talk about where lithium is found, how it is used, and why it is relevant to Maine," close quote. That's coming up tonight at 7 via Zoom. You do need to register ahead of time, so you'll want to do that this morning or afternoon at wilsonmuseum.org/calendar. At the College of the Atlantic in Bar Harbor tonight, there will be a free screening of Fight Like Hell, The Testimony of Mother Jones, along with a Q&A session with film actress and writer Kyalani Lee, an Asian-American actress with over 35 years of experience in theater, on and off Broadway, and film and television. Reading from the press release, quote, "We were never supposed to know Mother Jones' name. She was a poor Irish immigrant who survived famine and war, fire and plague. Unable to save her husband or their four small children, she dedicated her life to saving working families everywhere. The robber barons called her the most dangerous woman in America, but workers called her Mother Jones. Upton Sinclair said of her, she had force, she had wit, she had fire of indignation, she was the walking wrath of God. And Mother Jones said of herself, I'm not a humanitarian, I'm a hellraiser. Most famously, she told her followers to pray for the dead and fight like hell for the living. She educated, agitated, and organized the dispossessed and showed America what it could be. With the gap between the rich and poor growing wider by the day, the just and democratic society Mother Jones fought for is under attack. Her hour has come again. Drawn from her autobiography, letters, speeches, and interviews, this one-shot film was adapted from Obie Award-winning actress Kulani Lee's one-woman play, Can't Scare Me, produced by the same team as A Sense of Wonder, with Lee as Rachel Carson and directed by the Peabody Award-winning filmmaker Ian Chaney. The screening is sponsored by COA Director of Energy David Gibson's Endgame Decarbonization course. It starts tonight at 6:30 in the Davis Center for Human Ecology, room 102 at the College of the Atlantic. Admission is free, and you can find more information at coa.edu/calendar. Northern Light Acadia Hospital will hold their third annual webinar on brain aging tomorrow, Wednesday, October 23rd, from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. The main initiative for neurological aging and health, the acronym is MANA, is a statewide interest group for research in healthy brain aging, memory loss, Alzheimer's disease, and related cognitive disorders. The event brings together members of MANA, the community, and leading brain health professionals for information and updates on current work in Maine and the possible role the public can play in advancing research. Topics to be covered include healthy brain aging by Dr. Susan Wery, MD from the University of New England College of Osteopathic Medicine, who will discuss the latest recommendations to reduce one's risk of developing Alzheimer's disease and dementia, followed by an update on Alzheimer's research by Cliff Singer, MD from Northern Light Mood and Memory, and the MANA program. The webinar will conclude with a question and answer period, so participants are encouraged to bring their questions and get them answered by the experts. Registration is required and space is limited. It's going to be held via Zoom. To register for the link or to learn more about MANA, you can go to northernlighthealth.org/MAINAH. That's how they spell MANA. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. I hope you have a good day, and I will see you tomorrow.